Andy Taylor, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Peace River Citrus Products, reacts to a long-term Department of Citrus outlook that, in probably the worst case, indicates the possibility of a meager 27 million box Florida orange crop in 10 years.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't, on a high floor of a building. Maybe I would have jumped. No, seriously, it's sobering, right? We got the estimate from the USDA at 80 million boxes, and I think it just underscores the immediate need to address the situation in the groves. And hopefully we get approval of the antibactericide sprays in the spring of 2016. I know the researchers are encouraged with the results that they've seen, and those sprays could help control the bacteria and allow these trees to improve the yields. Because that's one of the things we're seeing, the yield per acre, the yield per tree is continuing to decline. And so, in the absence of improving that, and in the absence of getting more trees in the ground, our crops are going to continue to decline, and the industry is going to shrink. I mean, that's obviously devastating for people that are in the industry, and it would be a terrible loss for the state as well.
Taylor also addresses the difficulty some have in deciding to plant new citrus trees in the face of HLB.
Really, what you have now, even if you have high prices in a contract, you've got high care costs that are incurred in order to protect that grove with the hope that you can keep it psyllid-free or relatively psyllid-free and then get the yields that you need. I mean, having a contract with great prices is good, but you have to have the production down the road in order to realize the revenue to get the return on investment. And I think right now people are just, they see there's more risk than compared to the return that's generated, and that's why folks are on the sidelines. I think the good news is that this land is not going to be repurposed. The highest and best use is citrus. People want to plant. I think there are private equity funds, there are investment groups, there are families and other longtime players that want to replant. I think they're waiting for a couple more tools, a couple more advantages that will tip the scale and say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and plant. We think we can manage this. Hopefully the sprays, the approval of those will be one of the keys that will get people off the sidelines and back into the business of planting trees.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.